Go ahead. It's your move.
Well, I'm going to move, ain't I? Give me a chance.
Mm-hmm.
You always rush me, fellas, Zeb. Let's see here if I move that one there.
You know, Eb, I've been sort of thinking about that insurance proposition. I wouldn't be surprised if I'd get one of them policies. A fella could never tell when he's going to have an accident.
Ah, oh, shucks. We ain't going to have no accident.
We've had plenty of accidents already. You especially.
I ain't had an accident since last winter. And that was on account of my earmuffs.
How do you mean? How could your earmuffs cause an accident?
Judge Ellis asked me to have a cigar and I didn't hear him.
Oh, that wasn't no accident.
Well, it certainly was. You don't think I'd passed up that cigar on purpose, do you?
I mean a real accident, Eb. Like if you was to strangle or something. That's when insurance comes in handy. Supposing you was waiting for a streetcar and accidentally swallowed your nickel. What did you do?
I'd walk.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't. You'd phone up the insurance company.
Oh, shucks. How could I phone the insurance company if I'd swallowed a nickel?
But you got more nickels.
You're making all the fuss about? If I got more nickels, I could get on the car.
Oh, but that ain't the idea. It ain't the idea at all. You've had an accident. So we get a hold of the insurance company and make them pay.
Pay them a car fare?
No, make them pay you. Make them cough up.
Well, did they swallow the nickel?
No, you swallowed it. You swallowed it. Can't you get it through your head? You've had an accident. So you make the insurance company cough up $10,000.
I swallow a nickel and the insurance company coughs up $10,000.
Yes, of course.
You're crazy.
Now, wait a minute. The idea...
I don't want to hear no more about it. It's crazy, I tell you. Go on, it's your move.
Well, it is crazy now. That's just exactly
well,
what...
anyhow, whoever heard of a feller swallowing money, chucks.
Lots of people have swallowed money. Look at old Jim Feely over to Squidgeville. He swallowed a quarter once. They had to get an X-ray to find it, and it cost him $10.
Don't see any profit in that. Spending $10 to get back a quarter.
Oh, it wasn't what they wanted to get the quarter back. The idea was that if it stayed in the stomach, it'd have killed him.
Why, is quarters poison?
No, not exactly, but you see, they got germs living on them.
Well, a germ couldn't live very long on a quarter.
Yes, I reckon that's right. This seat's my move, ain't it?
Did they get the quarter?
Yep, doctor got it out of him all right.
But that was the first time anybody got any money out of old Jim Feely in years.
Yeah, I'll move that fella. Yes, they got it out with the stomach pump. Had a dad darn hard time doing it, too, because the quarter was too big to go through the pump.
Why didn't they take it out a nickel at a time?
Yes, huh? Oh, what's the matter with you? How could they take it out a nickel at a time? The fella swallowed a quarter, and it...
They could have changed it, couldn't they?
No, it was inside his stomach. And anyway, that ain't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about insurance.
It's my move, ain't it?
If you had insurance and got hit by an automobile, you could get damages.
If I got hit by an automobile, I wouldn't want damages. I'd want repairs.
I mean, the insurance company would pay you. And besides, you get interest on your money.
The money you swallow?
No, the money you put into insurance.
Yeah? Well, you just take your money and hide it somewhere. And you'll know it's safe.
Yeah, maybe it won't be safer, you figure. I was reading the paper the other day about a fellow who hid his money. And then two robbers busted into his house and burned his feet with lighted candles till he'd tell them where it was hid.
Oh, shucks. You can get around that.
Get around it? Well, how do you mean?
Let me hide the money for you, so you won't know where it is. Then you can't tell, see? If robbers burn your feet with lighted candles, you can lay there and laugh right in the faces.
That might not be a bad idea, Seth. Yes, you can hide my money, and I'll hide yours, and then if...
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Howdy, mister. Something you wanted?
Yes, I'm looking for Mr. Winterbottom and Mr. Peters.
Well, she's come to the right place. I'm Mr. Winterbottom, and this is my partner, Ep Peters. And Ep, come here a second.
Never can start a game of checkers without someone coming and busting it up.
Well, Mr. Peters, I am sorry to intrude, but I think you'll find it for your benefit. Now then...
Why, are they getting me up a benefit?
No, I mean, I think it would be to your advantage. Now, I understand you have some money to invest, and I'd like to tell you about several desirable securities. Have you any oil investments?
Well, what is that, mister?
I say, have you anything in oil?
Oh, yes, yes, in sardines.
Yes, we got them in mustard, too.
But I'm talking about investments. Have you any money invested in oil? Any oil stocks?
Well, no, we ain't.
Well, that's fine, because I've got the very thing for you, the Bonanza Oil Company. Now, this organization...
What kind of oil is it?
Didn't you hear what the fella said? Banana oil.
No, not banana. Bonanza. Bonanza, the Bonanza Oil Company. As I say, this organization is...
How many miles do you get on a quart?
It isn't that kind of oil. It's crude oil, out of wells.
Shucks, you get water out of wells.
Yes, but you get oil, too. Now, let me explain this, will you? The Bonanza...
Yes, Chef, keep your trap shut and let the fella say what he's got to say.
The Bonanza oil holdings are located in what is practically an untouched field. In fact, the region was unexplored until 1927 when the noted German botanist, Herr Heinrich Sachs...
Herr who?
Hair oil.
No, not...
Oh, yes, I get you. You're selling hair oil.
I'm not selling hair oil. That was the botanist, Herr Sachs. I say in 1927, he made an expedition into the region, invading the...
What'd you say, Dunn?
Said in 1927, he went in wading. You see, my partner sort of deep, mister, and...
But he didn't go in wading.
He didn't.
No. In 1927, Sox made a trip into the region, invading a heretofore unknown valley.
See, you think you're so dad darn smart? He didn't go in wading. He went into a two-by-four valley.
Not two-by-four. Heretofore. Heretofore unknown valley, which Sox named El Lucifer, because...
What say?
No, El Lucifer. Lucifer.
Lucifer what?
Let Lucifer Sox.
Say, for Pete's sake, have you any idea what I'm talking about?
No, have you?
Certainly I have. I'm trying to tell you about oil.
Oil? Oh, yes, oil. He's talking about oil, Eb.
What about it?
Now, listen. I'll put this in words of one syllable. There was a man named Sox.
Yes.
He was a botanist.
Yes.
He was out looking for flowers.
Yes.
One night, just before dark, he found himself in a little valley.
I thought you said he was looking for flowers.
He was.
Yes, Jeb, he was looking for flowers. But he found himself.
Oh, he didn't find himself.
Well, see, now, just a minute. You just said he did.
I heard that myself.
Yes, said he found himself just before dark. I heard you distinctly.
I mean, he came to a little valley just as it was getting dark. He noticed that the ground was rather moist and slippery, but he was so tired he didn't pay any attention to it, didn't know what it was. In fact, he slept in it unaware. Well, in addition to this...
Didn't he have any nightshirt?
Why, I don't know. Yes, he had a nightshirt.
Then why did he sleep in his underwear?
Oh, say, now listen, give me a break, will you?
Well, certainly we will, mister. Go get him a brick.
I didn't say brick, I said break. Break. Let me finish my story.
Well, shucks. Go ahead.
Yes, we're listening.
So he slept all night in this valley. Well,
how's that?
Slept.
Well, now, he used to prospect
on the side. And
the what?
Prospected on the side.
He slept on one side and prospected on the other.
He didn't sleep on one side.
He didn't.
You know what he was sleeping in? Oil.
Oil?
Yes, oil. When he got up, he was oily.
I reckon what you mean to say is that when he got up, he was early.
Oh, what's the use? Listen, before I go, I'd like to ask you one question.
Just one question. Go ahead, mister. We're listening. We'd be glad to answer.
Yes.
Did you ever see a big Hubbard squash?
Yes. Sure I have.
Well, how do you tell it from your head?
What?
Goodbye.
Shame. Hey, wait. I know how to tell it. My hat's on the head.